You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
And now Dr. L. Tanya James with a word from the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone that's out there. I'm excited to be able to be before you this morning. I don't take it lightly that God has opened up a door here through Melvin Slade at this wonderful, powerful radio station here. You know, the Spirit of God was ministering to me as I was preparing for this message. And I've never talked on this before, so I know it's time to be able to share this message with the viewers that are out there, because this is a hand-picked, tailored message for someone that is listening here this morning. I'm just going to open up in prayer, and I'm going to go forward with the word that God has for us this day. Father, I thank you and praise you, Father God, for your word. I thank you and praise you, Father God, for every listener that is listening by the sound of my voice, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for revelation knowledge to be imparted to the listeners, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that they catch hold of what you are speaking to them as individuals, and they will go forward and do the things that you have called them to do. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to start at the text in Acts 13, 1 through 3. And the title of my message is called and Set Apart for the Work of the Ministry. That's a powerful, powerful title and a message, because God has a word for someone that is listening here today. It's not by mistake that you tuned in right now, because God has a word for you. And when we start in the book of Acts 13, 1 through 3, the word of God says, "Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, 'Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work in which I have called them.' Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away." I'm here to tell you, glory to God, by the Spirit of God, that there are many of you that are listening here today, that you have been called by God Almighty. But you know what? There's a difference between being called and being set apart. You could be called to the work of the ministry, but there is a process that you must go through before you actually are separated into the work that God has called you to do. Now, when we go in the Word of God, I'm just going to go over just two people and whatever else the Spirit of God leads me to speak on. But I want to talk about Moses. I want to talk about how God, in his mind, he had already called him before he was even conceived in his mother's womb. God already had a plan and a purpose that was set aside for Moses. You guys know the story, how when Moses was born, that was at a time that there was great, great persecution that was coming on men, young men that were born into the world and things of that nature. How Pharaoh, he wanted them all dead, so he was talking to the midwives and tell them to kill all Hebrew male children before they even came out of the mother's womb. Well, you know, God used the two women of God that said, you know, these Hebrew women, you know, they're fast. They have the babies before we even get here. So God favored them and placed his grace on their life because of that. So what happened, we know the story about how when Moses got too old, that how his sister made this bell brush and pitch and made this like ark and put it in the river Nile and put Moses in there, and she watched him until he got all the way to Pharaoh's daughters. Well, you know, that was a part of God's plan, because what he did, God allowed him to grow up in the finest education. He had all the money, he had everything that he could possibly think of, but God still had a plan and a purpose for Moses' life. He had to go through the process. We know the story. When Moses got older, he seen the injustices and things that were being done to his people, how he seen the Egyptian kill the Hebrew man, and how Moses looked to the left, to the right, to look to see was anybody looking, and he killed him. Well, you know what was getting ready to happen with that. When Pharaoh found out about that, he was furious, and so he was going to come after Moses, and Moses fled for his life. But in that awe. God was processing Moses in that awe. What happened? We know that Moses, well, he was on the backside of the desert for 40 years. 40 years Moses was on the backside of the desert. There were all kinds of things that God was processing in him, cultivating in him, making him to become the man that God had called him to be. And it wasn't until Moses was 80 years old that he was separated and set apart for the work of the ministry when he had that burning bush experience. Oh my gosh, I'm talking to somebody out there. It doesn't matter how young, how old you are. If God called you to the ministry, there will be a day and time, the fullness of time will come when you are set apart and separated for the work that God had called you to do. I want you to think about David for a minute. In the mind of God, David was already the king of Israel. But we know the story. We know how he was a young man and how he was faithful to be a shepherd boy, how he was out there in the field watching the sheep, protecting the sheep. We know how he killed the lion. We know how he killed the bear. We know how he was excellent in everything that he did. But see, there was a day and time when God spoke to the prophet of God and told him to go to the house of Jesse. And there he was going to anoint the king that God had set apart to be the king of Israel. Well, we know the story how he went through all the different brothers of David, and he kept on saying, no, he's not the one. No, he's not the one. No, he's not the one. And he asked his father, is there another one? And it's like David wasn't even considered, but God considered him because he was the one that God had chosen. He was the one that God had called and set apart to be the king of Israel. And so when he got to the last one, he said, is there another one? And he said, oh yeah, well, you know, there's David out there in the field, you know, feeding the sheep. We'll call him in. The moment that David came in, the Spirit of God said, he's the one. He's the one that I've set apart to become the king of Israel. Well, we know that David had to go through a lot of processes to develop him, to make him to be everything that God had called him to be. We know how they had needed somebody to be able to minister to Saul because Saul was vexed by this tormenting spirit that tormented him all the time. And so there was somebody that worked for you know, King Saul, and they were saying, you know, we need to get you a minstrel, because if we get you a minstrel, then you will be able to be, you know, quieted and calmed and everything, because we know, you know, you're being tormented and things of this nature. Well, you know what? There was another person that worked in the kingdom and said, you know, I know somebody, you know, Jesse's son. Yeah, that Jesse. Yeah, that boy. You know, I heard him before. You know, he was playing that harp, and oh my gosh, it was just so soothing and so peaceful. Why don't you go get him? And I know that he will really be able to bless you. I'm here to tell you, there is somebody that's on your side out there that knows you, that knows your skill set, that know all the things that God has placed within you. You may think that you've been on the backside of a desert. You may think that nobody even knows who you are, or that God has called you to do the work that he's called you to do. But there's a process that you must go through, because in the fullness of time, God will use somebody, who, glory to God, to raise you up, to speak a word on your behalf about all the things that are in you, all the things that God wants to use for his glory. And then elevation will come in your life. Remember, as I said, there is somebody out there that's listening today that God is getting ready to separate you unto the work that God has called you to do. The things that you have been doing, you've been thinking that that is it. Oh no, but God has much more for you, man and woman of God. Much more for you. We got to really, really think. I mean, oh my gosh. Think about in life, when you first realized that you had the call of God on your life, a lot of you out there, you were ready just to get ready right there. Okay, come on, let's go, let's do it. No, it doesn't happen like that. There are some things that you have to go through. I remember in the early 80s when I heard the Spirit of God and he said that he had called me, and he had called me to the work of the ministry. Well, you know what? I was so excited. Okay, come on, God, let's do this. But you know what? If I would have went out at that day in time when I heard God said that he called me, I would have messed some people up because I had a lot of things that had to work out of my life. My character had to be built up. I had to learn how to walk in the love of God because I could have hurt some people with my mouth. Just like nobody needs to hear a piece of your mind, but God had to, he had to strip me of everything that didn't look like him, so that now when I stand in the office and the things that he has called me to, the things that he has separated me to, I could be everything that God has called me to be, so that when I minister to people, you will hear the purity of the word of God and you begin to hear his voice clearly. There's no mixture, there's nothing tainted in there, because God has processed me. Glory to God. To look like him, to walk like him, to talk like him, to think like him, to see like him, to go where he tells me to go. And that's what God is saying to somebody out there today. This is your day. This is your time. This is your season that God has set you apart for the work that he has called you to do. So don't be surprised when your pastor calls you in the office and he says, you know what? God has been speaking to my heart. But you know what? That comes by prayer and fasting. I'm speaking to leaders now that are out there. God is calling you to be in a time of prayer and fasting, because there's some things that are getting ready to shift, change, and rearrange in your church as you begin to seek the Father's face, as you begin to pray and fast. He's going to begin to show you key people that are in your ministry that God wants to set apart for his work and for his use. And a lot of times, men and women of God, they could discredit people because they look at them on the outward appearance. They look at all their frailties. They may look at their weaknesses. They may look like, you know, well, I don't think that they're, you know, really all of that. I mean, well, what can God use them for? And they miss out who God really wants to use, because it's not only the ones that are the loud ones, that are the ones that are always up in your face, the ones that are blowing your phone up, the ones that are always in front of you. It's the ones that you discounted it, the ones that are not talking loud and boisterous and, like I said, always up in your face. Those are a lot of times are the ones that God is really wants to use and wants to set apart for his will and his service, because promotion doesn't come from the east or the west. Promotion comes from above. And as you seek the Father's face, he will begin to speak to you. But the thing is that you have to listen. A lot of times we reason things away because of our thinking, but that's not God's thinking, and that's not his mind. That's why we as leaders, we have to get the mind of God, the mind of God in every decision that we need to make, because it's time, men and women of God, it's time for you to go forth and do everything that God has called you to do. It's time to take all stops out. It's time to doubt yourself and what God has called you to do, because when God calls you to do, it's bigger than you. It's bigger than yourself. It's something that you can't do even in yourself. It's going to take God to do what he's going to do in you. Oh, glory to God. There are women of God out there that are listening right now, and people have told you that you're not able to do those things because you're a woman. I got a news flash. God has called you alongside with mighty men of God to do the work of the kingdom. Glory to God. And it shall come to pass. Well, you know what? My time is up. It was good talking to you guys, but I want you to be encouraged and know that today is the day for you to go forth and do the things that God has called you to do. Seek his face, and he will speak and show you the things to come and the timing for the things for you to go for and do the things that you were called to do. Now, I'd like to thank you for listening. I'm looking forward to talking to you next time. God bless you. Have a blessed and wonderful and prosperous day. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.